Okay, so I'm looking at the Sfasemis over here in Kiseitse. Now, let's go back. Actually, let's start from the next page, second page. The pasuk Yishmar b'negel tzaras Yishmar b'ayv lasuk kol shiruuschem akhanim. There's a pasuk that says you should be careful about negel tzaras to follow the directives of the kohanim. Zechor isis rasah Hashem alkechol Miriam b'derech b'teischem b'mitzrayim. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam as you were leaving Mitzrayim. She was punished for her negative speech about Moshe Rabbeinu. So there's a mitzvah say to remember what Hashem did to Miriam, and there's a mitzvah lo yisah say don't forget. He's shomer, okay. So these are two of the primary mitzvahs where the Torah talks about the halachos of lashon hara. The three primary places, the four primary places where the Torah talks about the mitzvah of lashon hara, in parsha mishpatim, the Torah says lo sisa shem hashav, which Chazal understand to mean do not accept false negative/false reports. You not believe lashon hara. You have in Parshas Kedoshim, Moshele Rachel Bamecha, do not travel as a talebearer amongst the nations. And then you have in this week's Parsha these two mitzvahs. Remembering what Hashem did to Mitzrayim, to Miriam when they left Mitzrayim. She spoke about negatively about Moshe Rabbeinu, and she was punished by speaking negative speech. And be careful with the negative saras. So Chazal Darshan, be careful with that which causes saras. What causes saras? Is because a person says lashon hara gets saras, so be careful with. Do not bring yourself to a situation that you're going to get saras. The Torah writes over here a lav. Hishamra always means a negative, a lav in the Torah, a commandment not to do something, and not say of zachar. So that sounds very, very similar to Shabbos. There's a zachar and a shomer, right? So he's going to make the Chassidus is going to actually make that parallel and try and explain why. This mitzvah is so significant that it parallels Shabbos. That there's a zachar and a shomer by Shabbos. Just like there's a zachar and a shomer by Lashon Hara, there's a zachar and a shomer by Lashon Hara comparable to that which there is by Shabbos. Okay. So he says the following. I'm going to read it inside. He goes back and forth. The Sasemis goes back and forth as the want of the Sasemis. So let's see what we get out of it. So Golo Kach Piyam Shabbanei Yisrael, the top of the left column on the second page. Pei Beis on the top, okay? On the top of the left column. Golo Kach Piyam Shabbanei Yisrael, Kokhevan Bepet. So I'll say the Klai Yisrael, their strength, their ability, is in their Peh, as opposed to the Musa Erlam, they have their strength in their physical prowess. Klai Yisrael's ability is through their Peh. So that makes sense. We should be careful with the pen lashon. Okay. Just like in Shabbos, there is a positive commandment of zocher and a negative commandment of shomer. That zara kodesh shakol atara kulula b'zocher b'shomer. That zocher b'shabbos includes everything. There's a positive commandment, the negative commandment for Shabbos is able to include all of the Torah in it. Okay, by lashon hara, k'siv hishomer, k'siv zocher. By lashon hara, also you have a shomer and a zocher. Okay, k'siv mitzvah sechat tishmor v'sisa. Chazal daras the mitzvah sechat tishmor v'sisa mitzvah sei tishmor mitzvah lo sasei. That's another pasuk, which is also this parsha, that a person makes a declaration with his mouth. He has to be shomer and he has to be oisa. He has to. There's an assay and a lois assay. It comes to the dibur. Shekol Torah totally bepet, because again the Torah is dependent on the pet. So now we haven't explained why that's true, but he's just building up this concept. Ube'emes gam b'Shabbos he bechinas hapet. Shabbos really is an expression of the pet. Why so? Now again, he's going to give it in a very cryptic way. Let's see the cryptic words, and then we'll try and explain it afterwards. So, if you're not following it yet, nothing makes sense. I got you. So far, nothing should make sense. If it does, you're really, really extraordinary. Yeah. Okay. The Yesh Ria Shmiya Recha V'Dibur. There's the four different senses that you have, which are really up in the head of the person, right? Is the ability to see, to hear, to smell, and to speak. So the days of the week correspond to the two eyes, the two ears, the two nostrils, Beis Einin, Beis Unin, Beis Nukman, the Chutma, V'Shabbos Hu HaPeh. So the 7 days, there are two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, one mouth. 6 days of the week is the two eyes, two ears, and two nostrils, and Shabbos is the mouth. V'Shabbos Hu HaPeh. Shinikra Sadusa, we find that the Shabbos is referred to as the Edus, the Klai Shalos, testifying about Hashem. So Shabbos is referred to a form of Peh. Again, if it doesn't make sense to you, don't worry about it. It doesn't make sense to me either yet. Okay. V'Shabbos, Yehosa Kuloi Torah. You spend the whole Shabbos learning, which it says at Tod V'Yo, because Shabbos is about the Peh.
It's actually interesting. I remember what the Arizal says, that Friday and Sunday are for davening, they're like Bechinas davening, and then Thursday and Monday are learning Torah. Well, we actually read the Torah on those days, right? And then Tuesday and Wednesday are like work days, which would correspond to the eyes. And prayer, Torah, and work for the eyes, because we need to see what we're doing.
Okay. So he doesn't really draw a parallel which days it goes to.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Chazal say that when Shabbos was created, it said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, everybody has a pair. I have no pair. I'm all by myself. And the Baruch Hu said, Kleistel is your pair. So we are the pair for Shabbos. Because Allah Peh is Yochid, because the mouth, which is Shabbos, stands by itself. Gamaguf is Beis Yodin, Miraglin, Mirosh Maguf, Vamila, Bechinas HaShabbos, Shein Boy, Benzug, Rakhinesis Yisrael. The different parts of the body have elements which go together, but the Kayach of the Mila, that is to connect to something beyond you. That corresponds to Shabbos. Varia Bashmi Recha, those three Kayachas, Ria Shmi and Recha, Hakal Hula, the Dover Shmi Bachutz. The deeper is from within the person. Fine. He says later on, see what I said about this as well. Okay, so let me give you my understanding of what he's saying. Okay, where do we start? Okay. There's a fascinating Gaon. The Gaon says, the Pasuk Mishlei, I think I mentioned this once before, the Pasuk says, Es Snu'im, Chochmah, Aleph, Sof, Es. So the word Es, which can indicates a direct object, also can mean with, Ito, etc., right? So, ito not with an ayin, but with an aleph, means with. So, with those who are tzenuah, there is wisdom. Okay, so the Gaon says a comment called dibur of shel adam, all speech is low, it's not for yourself. When I'm speaking, my goal is to express outwards what's already inside of me. So, whereas the eyes are taking in from the outside inwards, the ears are taking something outside inwards, the smell is taking something outside inwards, speech is the exact opposite direction. Speech is taking something inwards and sending it outwards. So he says that if you want to learn, you learn more by listening than by talking. Because when you're talking, you're not learning anything, you're busy talking. Right? You're learning something when you're listening. So the tzenua, the person who's quiet, he gets wisdom because he's able to listen as opposed to the person who's talking is busy hearing himself talk. He's not hearing, not learning anything new. So that's what the Gaon says. So that's a fascinating point to think about, that deeper is a totally different concept than these other. Because the Zohar refers to the seven gateways to the body. Six of the gateways are to absorb inwards. One of the gateways is to allow something to come out. Right. So there is a beautiful piece on the Terrace of Rum, which I do recall I did with you once. In Parsha, he has a section which he called Terrace of Rum was written by Avram Grudzinski. Avram Grudzinski, Hashem Yim Kamdoma, was the last Mashgiach of Shabbat Kishibi. He was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shmo. Avram had a son who survived the war and three daughters. The three daughters are Rebbetzin Volba, Shlomo Volba's Rebbetzin, Rav Kreisler, the Chaim Kreisler's Rebbetzin, and the third one was Rabbi Yama Kamenetsky's Rebbetzin. Nice shidduchim, right? Three nice brothers-in-law, right? So he wrote a sefer, which they published, but him the shmuz that he said over the years, called Terrace of Rum. It is, I tell you, it's like each piece is a gem. It's just a gorgeous sefer. So he has a section over there about nine shmuzim called Limud Musar and Chochmas Musar. And in that section, he's focusing on this Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that there are certain people which are possible to be Edom. And the Gemara says that one of them is Masachah B'Kuvya, people which gamble. And the Gemara says different types of gambling, etc. Mafricha Yarnim, they race birds, they do some type of a game that they're doing, etc. So the Gemara says, what's the problem with that? So one person says there's an element of a rabbinic type of gazel involved. The person who's giving the money doesn't really want to give the money. He really wants to receive and not give. So when you win, you're taking money which he doesn't really want to give. That's a form of gazel, a rabbinic type of gazel. The other opinion says, no, the person gave and he agreed to it. The fact that he's inside, he's not happy with that. That's not something which halacha would make it considered a gazela. The problem is they're not oisik v'yeshuva shalom. Tell the person that this is what he does the whole day. He doesn't know anything else. Right? We once had this, there's this very important word in English called interesting. So you go to your doctor, and the doctor says, and my daughter's also a rabbi. She said, interesting, right? You're not going to say, that's nice, because that's, whatever. You said, oh, that's interesting, So you're sitting by Shabbos Suda, and I ask the person, what do you do? He says, I play poker online the whole day. Right? That's what he does. And he's good at it, and he wins money. Interesting, right? Because what else are you supposed to say? Oh, that's nice, So he's not Oisik Yeshua Shalom. He has no other business other than this. This is when he makes his money for Nasim. So he's Pasul Eidus because he's not Oisik Yeshua Shalom. He's not involved in enhancing the world, expanding the world, right? So, why is it Pasul Eidus? Like a Kanas, since you're a bad boy, we're going to Kanas you. Why is it a reason they bunk Pasul Eidus? Okay, so then he says, we find that Chazal referred to a person who is a cheirish, a deaf mute, that he's not chayav mitzvahs. He has the same status as a shoita and a katan. Do you understand why does such a person have a status? We're not discussing his intellect. He might be very intelligent, maybe a very high IQ. So why is he patur from mitzvahs? You find a katan, the Vilna Gaon is 11 years old. I can guarantee you, the Vilna Gaon 11 years old was smarter than you and knew more than you'll ever know in your whole lifetime. Right? But he's still part of a mitzvah. So what exactly is added to a bar mitzvah? And what is actually added to that this cherish is missing as well? She says that there is a certain level of understanding how the world works. That when you're able to be outward focused and be aware of other people, that is the level which a person has to have to be chayav mitzvah. So that's referred to as a bar das. We spoke about this idea of what das means before. Mm-hmm. Das is the ability to connect. Mm-hmm. So the child, as smart as he is not in the connecting mode. There's a certain maturity that you need which allows you to connect. The physical maturity expressed is that the man is now mature enough that he can physically connect with a woman, etc. So it's the same idea. You reach the state of maturity, physical sense and an emotional, mental sense, where you're not self-focused, you're outward-focused. And that allows you to connect to the world. Then you really understand what's happening in the world. You understand them. There's das. You can a person who can be very brilliant, but he's limited in his ability to connect, doesn't really understand. He doesn't really connect. there's a lack of understanding that cannot, he cannot copy Chayav Mitzvahs. Okay.
Connect to what?
We'll get to the connect to what in a second. Right? So, Kevin comes along, the Chazal Min Rabban, and they said that a person who, everybody in the world, in some way, is enhancing the world. He's a person who's involved in the services. I'm making shoes, right? I'm fixing clothes. I'm doing something. I do business. I'm moving items from place to place. Right? So in some way, I'm benefiting the world. Whether that's my intent or not, I'm forced to interface with the world and understand people. The Masachah B'Kuvya, all he is doing is taking in. So Chazal said he doesn't really get how the world works. So he cannot be an aide because he doesn't get it. And that's why Chazal passed. That's what he says. Pshat. It's an extraordinary understanding of that. Now, let's take it a step weiter. There's Chazal say Atar B'Sichei Ma'isha. You shouldn't talk, right? So the Sil Shusharim says it basically, doesn't, but the Maral says it. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that there is this concern of, well, if you talk, you're gonna eventually. He says no. The deeper itself is problematic because deeper is the vehicle to how you connect to somebody. And the reason why women, the Mor says the Zur Kav and Sosich Yardalim Tesno Hanoshim, of the remaining Kav. The Shibachim took 3/4 of it, and the rest of the world took the other. More than say that, but that's my comment sometimes. Right? Women are about connecting. So, for a woman, deeper is a vehicle of touching somebody. It's a vehicle of connecting. That's why they talk so much, because they want to connect. I think I told you the story about the Shalom Bayis classes. There's a fellow in Toronto, Rabbi Arya Pamensky. So he gives Shalom Bayis classes. So he has a great process that he starts his group with every time, and it works. And I guess unless you heard the story already, you know, right? Huh. So he'll do multiple couples at the same time, which they do not necessarily know each other. Comes into the first session, puts the men on one side, women on the other side, and he gives them a series of questions that they each should answer as a group, the men separately and the women separately. They're allotted 15 minutes to answer the questions. The questions take about 5 minutes. Okay? That's set up intentionally for that purpose. After 15 minutes are up, he says, gentlemen, ladies first, please. Ladies, please pick a spokesperson. So they choose one of the women, let's say Rachel. So Rachel gets up to present the answers to the questions. So Rachel, before we give an answer to questions, please tell me the names of the women in your group. She says the names of the women in her group. Tell me something about each person. Well, this, Leah has 3 children. She's a soccer mom. Da, 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 da. This Sprinza is this. Every one of them. Good. Fine. Gentlemen, please pick a spokesperson. Baruch. Baruch gets up. What are the names of people in the group? I don't know. Tell me something about them. No idea. How long does it take to answer the question? 5 minutes. So what do you do for the other 10 minutes? We talked about sports. Whatever. First lesson, the difference between men and women is women are people which connect, men don't. He says it works every time. Right? So the reason why the deeper is important, because that's a vehicle for them to connect. Deeper is the vehicle where you are reaching out beyond yourself and you're giving of yourself to somebody else. That's when the human being is taking what he has. So the whole week, you're busy taking in. When you're working, there's a certain element, yes, you're benefiting the world, but your real goal is to take in. So those are eyes, those are ears, those are nostrils. It's all vehicles to absorb in. The Russian says, there's one day a week when I don't want you to stop taking in. Connect to beyond yourself. Connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, connect to other human beings. So the Russian gave a Torah. So that just says it in his Tekuda. He says that the Russian is a giver. He's the perfect giver. He's not a taker at all. The whole purpose of the Bria is to give. We're going to come after 120 years. We're going to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Skar. If you're a taker, you can't connect. because you're like the totally different type of being. The only way you can connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu and get the reward, feel his presence, is if you're in the same sort. So a child is born totally as a taker. He has nothing of his own. Everything he has must receive from outside of himself. And the process of the goal of the world is to take that being, which is born as a taker, and make him into a giver. To become a giver. To be able to one who's focused outwards and gives outwards. And then you're able to, if you truly focus outwards, you understand other people. You get them. And then you can connect to them. So the koyach of the bardas was a certain maturity level that a person reaches, where they now are not, they're able to understand others and then connect to others. They're able to understand, in a certain sense, a level of understanding of Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is not book knowledge. It's through the way the world functions, the way you see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hatava. You see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's midas hachesed. You see a whole different level of understanding, which you don't have otherwise. So the ability to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu is what Shabbos allows you when you stop taking. And you're now focusing, giving. Then you're like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then you're with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Shabbos. So, he ties this in the same idea that the goof. There's different parts of the body, and there's the mila. The mila is the part of the body which is created only not for yourself. Batsim is the vehicle to be able to give out to somebody else and create something. That's an extraordinary reality. But the reality is only possible by through giving. The reason why these two averas are so significant, the averas of the Lashon Hara, which Chazal say are so problematic, and the averas of the Raya's are so problematic, they're so such chomerdik punishments, is because you're taking the primary vehicles which are made in man, which were made to be able to be givers, and use them as takers. I think we spoke about this once, the chiddush understanding what the problem of why Mishkan Zachar is at the way. We spoke about this once. There's an extraordinary piece from the Mishkan, from the Sefer HaChinuch. What's wrong with the Arayas, and what's wrong with the Mishkan Zachar? He says, when a man marries a woman who's not from his family, didn't grow up the same way he is, they're not similar, it's an extraordinary opportunity of giving. The person is totally different than you, different gender, different thought process, different background, everything is different. You have to learn to accommodate and respect and deal with something which is totally beyond you. I'm interested in having the pleasure without the pain. So I'm going to marry somebody who's very similar to me. I'm going to marry my relative. We grew up in the same house, with the same background. Right? So you're taking something which is created to be a giver, and you're focusing just on your benefits without the payment. So Mishkan Zachar says it's the same thing 10 times worse. Because I want the pleasure without the payment. So I don't want to deal with a woman, right? Because they're confusing. Right? I'd rather deal with a man because I get men. Right? This is only touches the pshat. Okay, whether you want to say in the detail, Beryl and Shmer, you know, Bob and Joe, I'm not getting involved in that, but conceptually, it's a toeva because you're taking something which the whole purpose that was created was to be able to be connected to something beyond you and be a giver, and that allows for creation of something. Because when you become a giver, you become like Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're a creator, and you've taken that power and focused on and Russia made that process to be pleasurable. But you, when you take it and you're basically taking it, the greatest power which exists, that man can be a creator, and you're turning around to use it just about yourself. That's a toeva to me. That's what he's mazel the concept. So he says that's what the Shabbos was, the day of the week where the goal is not to be about yourself. That's why there's a mitzvah of there's a mitzvah of relations on Shabbos, because Shabbos is about that process. So the chumrah of lashon hara is the kayach of dibur was given to us as a vehicle to take that which we have and give it to others. Yes, when I'm talking, I'm not benefiting myself. I'm being a giver. I'm transmitting information. I'm helping people. So you're right. If I want to become knowledgeable, I better learn how to shut up sometimes, right? But vis-a-vis a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's the same thing. Man is able to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu in a certain sense through the Rosh Hashanah. Used the Dibur as a vehicle to do that. So Tefillah has to be bepeh. The Torah has to be bepeh. There's a Rav Zalman Sorotskin, the Zayim Otero, the Lutzk, my Rashiba Baruch Sorotskin's father. So he was a Rav in Europe in the city of Lutsk. It's called the Lutzker Rav. So besides his five volumes on Chumash and his Shuvas, they published posthumously, I think. Maybe one of the first ones was when he was alive. The other ones were posthumously. Collection of his drushas. He was known to be a phenomenal baldarsh. His drushas were like known as a shame dover. I mean, Islam Torah is just, ever you look at Islam Torah, it's like gorgeous. It's like so gushmak. So he deals with the following question. Why do we define man as a madaber? There's the daimim, there's inanimate object, and then there's the tzemeach, something which is organic matter, it can grow. Then there's the non-organic matter, then there's the organic matter, then there's animals, and then there's man. Man is referred to as madaber. So he says he doesn't understand why man is called madaber. Animals speak. There's multiple gemoras that animals have the ability to speak. There's a gemora, the gemora says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew the speech of the animals. The gemora says that Shmuel knew the speech of the birds. The gemora says that Rav Ilish, there's a person named Rav Ilish. Rav Ilish knew the speech of the birds. The gemora says the whole story in Gittin, the end of the fourth parak, that one time he was captured by Listim, and the birds came to him and they said, Ilish Barak, it's safe to run away. You can run away now. So the first time it happened was an Ariv came to him. He says, you can't trust Ariv, they're liars. So I'm not running right now. Well, eventually a Yarnim came to him. He said, oh, Yarnim, you can trust. And then he ran away. But the worst thing, he knew the speech of the birds. So that was like, you know, they're discovering now that, you know, dolphins communicate. You know, the Gemara knew about that already like a long time ago, right? You know? So animals are also Madabra. So why is man called Madabra? Why do we find that that's the appellation which is given to man? I can't tell you if this is a scientific study or not, but he says animals communicate. Now, communication could be for my benefit. He says, but the ability to impart knowledge to the extent that the next generation can start on top of where we were, because we give over all our knowledge and they don't have to start over again, only man has that ability. Animals communicate. But it does. They can't be merged until the next generation. So it's each generation starts over again. So that Dibur should be a vehicle to be a giver, only man has. So that's why man is called Madaber, he says. Because the godless of man is we have, the speech is the greatest kayach that we have. It's the other senses are to take in. Dibur is to give out. It's the kayach to be nice to somebody else. But you can use speech for yourself also. Plenty of people are talking, and the whole goal of the talking is just for themselves. That's the animals, the Russian made them with the ability to communicate, that the animals should be able to continue to survive. But it's about them collectively. So the goal is giving over information. But they cannot, the reason why they can't bequeath it because it wasn't connected. Man is able to connect, as it were, and give over something to the next generation can start more knowledgeable than me. So that's why Dibur is an uptight man, he says. So now it's really beautiful because this is a footnote of one of his drushes. The name of the sefer is Hadeya Vadibur. That's the name of the sefer. So I don't think it was named because of the Shmuz, but Hadeya, this mamash, this point. So that you find that in the Chazal, the Nusach you have in the when you tie together the different types of midas, Hadeya and Dibur goes together. So this mid of Das, which is to connect outwards to something beyond yourself, to truly understand them, hear what they're saying, and then give to them, is Hadeya and Dibur go together. So the reason why Lashon Hara, so it comes along the Sasemis and he says that Zachar and Shomer, Zachar and Shomer by Lashon Hara, just like Zachar and Shomer by Shabbos, because Kol Tor Kula is Asay and Olus Asay. Kol Tor Kula is the Asay and Olus Asay of Shabbos, he says. That's what the Zohar said. That the Asay of Shabbos of Zachar is, because I required you to say B'Dibur B'Pet, it means you have to mention Shabbos. And you have to make sure that Shabbos doesn't degenerate into you becoming a creator. The Shomer of Shabbos is don't do malacha. And like Hershel's Masber, malacha, the word malacha comes from the word malach. A malach is used by the Torah to mean a messenger. The malachim are called malachim because the Baruch Hashem uses them for certain purposes. So malach is to take something and make it your messenger. Malach is when you take the world and you make it work for you. That's what malach is. That's why the Taisha, the malach means creative work. So Shomer is, no. That's Shabbos, you don't do that. But what you do on Shabbos is the Zohar, the Peh, you have to do on Shabbos. So when it comes to over here, by Lashon Hara, the Rishon said, that Peh which I gave you, which is the primary element of the goal of the whole Torah is to be a noisei, which the peh is the kayach of giving out to others. If you abuse that and use it to hurt somebody else, that's mamash. That's the toeva of the mamash toeva. Why? Because I'm going to benefit by it. So you took the chinuch divort that there's a concept of toeva, taking something which is batsim created to be a giver, and use it for my own benefit, to potentially the detriment for others. That's mamash toeva. Lashon Hara is so chomer. So the Lashon Hara is not because you hurt somebody. It's because you abused the greatest thing that mankind has, is to be a giver. And that kayach of being a giver is through the kayach of the peh, which the Russian gave us, is that's outward, it's taking what I have and giving to others. I'm not benefiting from it at all. Like the Gaon says, I'm not gaining from Dibur. You're gaining from Dibur. I'm not learning a new Sasemis right now. You are. Right? I'm talking. I know the Sasemis already. I can be learning something else. Right? But that kayach of Dibur means I'm able to impart something that you should gain something. That's what Dibur is for. But I should use that same thing. So the Yishalmi says Rishim Yechoy asked, why did the Rishim make the man with two mouths? The Shri, the mouth which is used for Kedusha, the mouth which is used for Chulin. Because the mouth is so Kaddish, like how can you use the same mouth for davening and learning used for... The mouth is also used for business. I also use it for other things where it's to take in. Right? The mouth is I ingest food through the mouth. Means I partake of the world through the mouth also. So the mouth has a function of taking inwards, but the primary function of the mouth is to give outwards. So you should have two mouths. He says the problem would be we use both mouths for bad things. So that's, you know, he says, you know, it's bad enough one mouth. You mentioned have two mouths, you know, like, right? But what he's saying now is what Sosemus is saying based on the Zohar, there can't be two mouths. Because the whole mila of whereas the other ones have a zug, the whole point of the peh is that you have to have another partner, you have to have another being. The point of the peh is dafke yochid, to stress that concept, you need to connect with something else. So I once saw from Ramosha Shapiro, Ramosha Shapiro's svarim they have in Machshava are called the Fikei Mayim. So he didn't publish them. He had a Talmud, Reuven Schmelzer, who published them. And in the front, there's his haskama, you know, haskama letter, you know, whatever, mikhtav. So he writes over there that to his Talmud, says, you ask me for permission to publish. The truth is that you don't need my permission to publish. Why? Because anytime there's Liman HaTorah, there are two parties to Liman HaTorah. Without two parties, it's not truly Liman HaTorah. So you are a part of this Torah as much as I am. It belongs to you as much as it belongs to me. The only issue, obviously, is I have a right to say that if you're saying it over wrong, right, the same as Ksam Sofer said, I have no problem if you say over my Torah in your name. I have a problem if you say over your Torah in my name. That I'm worried about, right? You know, you want to claim my Torah is yours, fine, but don't claim that your Torah is mine, right? Says, I trust you that you know what you're saying. That's what he writes. Says, and that's why Chazal said this most of the Shemei Ka'ina. Shemei Ka'ina, the reason why the Shemei has the same status of the Ina, because it's not deeper without two parties. So the famous Shaila is that when the tree falls in the forest, did it make a sound? I have no idea. But if I talk in the forest, it's not called deeper. If I talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's Dibur. I'm talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm talking to nothing, it's not called Dibur. It might be sound. I don't know. But Dibur, it's not. Dibur is the act of a human being connecting to something else. So we're both parties to that, because I can't have that unless there's a partner there. So the Dibur Dafke is B'yachid. The Paz Dafke B'yachid, as opposed to the eyes, the ears, and the nose. But the Dafke to Miram is that it's all about getting a partner. And the same thing the other parts of the body. There's two legs, there's two hands, there's two arms. Even we look at the Rosh and the Guf as a unit, the two sides of the unit. And then there's the Mokam Mila, which is by itself, because it's about getting a partner, not about giving to somebody. So now, next paragraph. The Tola Kosa of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he says, why does it say that Miriam, remember what Bereshit did to Miriam, B'derech Maseschem in Mitzrayim? Why Dafke B'derech Maseschem in Mitzrayim? K'moshe Kosov B'derech Maseschem in Mitzrayim. K'moshe Kosov, Anoch Hashem Alekecha, Amalchim Mitzrayim, Harche Picha V'amaleyu. Open your mouth. You left Mitzrayim, open your mouth. Pirish. K'moshe B'sitz Mitzrayim, Hoyus B'chlal, Hoyus HaHizkalus, Apinimis, Anos Yisborach HaSarlam. So the Zohar says that when Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, Dibur was in Golus. The Koyach of Dibur was exiled. It wasn't really, didn't have a place in this world. Pirish Hanagosa Yisborach Hoya Nister. You see, Mitzrayim, Menisim Yivlos, Niskala Lakusa Yisborach Shemot. Kain Hoya B'chol Prat Nefesh. We call Prat Nevesh, each Jew in the individual Jewish. And Nevesh, Hoyab, and Meiser, Aguf, it was sort of bound. When you called them on the Torah not been given, it was in Mitzrayim, they were under Mitzorim. There was boundaries. They were limited. So the true expression of who you are, it was impossible. So the Nefesh of the person was limited in this, which was limited in the physical goof. Vishisahu ben Charin. So the good time was that we became the ability to be the Klal Yisrael. According to what we're saying, as long as you're an Eved, you're not a giver. You're both to somebody else, but you're not a giver. It's not called giving when the Eved works for the master. Right? So the Avdus, the Shiva Mitzrayim, was a negation. The goal is not a negation of oneself. Deeper, which is just be a giver and nothing. So I'll be a giver and walk all over me. Make me a shmata. That's not giving. Because there's not a relationship afterwards. The point is that there should be a chibur between two parties. So the deeper was begolus, the sense that there was no koyach of the deeper could not function what a deeper could do when you're an evit. Deeper is the ability to take all that I have absorbed and all that I have and share it with somebody else. And that's the tremendous koyach of deeper, that I can talk, we can't both eat the same piece of cake. We can share the same words. I can share a thought with you. Right? We share it. So Dibur was the ability of Klal Yisrael to connect to something beyond themselves. That was impossible. When did that change? You see, it's Mitzrayim. That limitation was taken over. We were able to be, and now we're shaykh to get Torah, which is that vehicle to allow us to connect to the other Klal Yisrael, the vehicle allowed us to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which was limited at that point in time. So Klal Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim, and Miriam at that moment comes along and uses Dibur to separate between Aaron herself and Moshe. But Derek says Mitzrayim, that's an antithesis of what the whole thing is about. So Shabbos is called Klal Yisrael's testifying. The Dibur Shabbos cannot be the weekday Dibur. Weekday Dibur is about how do I benefit? It's about my business. Right? Which means I'm taking the Dibur correctly so at that point in time, using it to benefit myself. You can't talk about Shabbos like that. You've damaged the whole purpose of the Dibur of Shabbos. Dibur Shabbos is weak. Say, Russian, we are here to testify about you. I mean, we're here to, as it were, benefit the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We are here to, that the Dibur is the greatest of man, that we can play a role in helping bring knowledge of Kadosh Baruch Hu to the world. So I'm talking about, you know, how to get by a car. So I missed the whole point. Let's pay Gimel. Let's pay Dalad. The next piece really is different. Right. So maybe just one point on the next piece. page Pidal. The Medrash says, Urachaim Pentifales, no maglasecha lo seida. So the Medrash talks about there's different types of mitzvahs. There's kalas and chamuras. The Melech said to do the mitzvahs, didn't say which ones are kalas, which are chamuras. So, because otherwise everyone would run them. So he marshaled, he made a pardes. And in the pardes, there's different types of trees. And certain trees were more valuable to them than others. But he wanted everything. So he told the people, listen, if you plant tree X, you get $500. Tree Y, you only get $300. Everybody's going to plant tree X. So he didn't say what the schar was. This way, everything got planted. And then he gave the schar for the different things accordingly. That's the Medrash. So the Rosham didn't tell us the schar of the mitzvahs, because if he would, we would run to do the more valuable ones, as it were. There's only two mitzvahs that the Rosham revealed. The schar is Kibbutz Avim and Shiluch HaKein. Kibbutz Avim is from the most chomer mitzvahs. Shiluch HaKein is from the most kal mitzvahs. And both of them says, in order to that, you should manita walk by rachta yom. That's the medrash. Vinyanu the karam achet ksiv v'yosem the brashim put adam v'yosem shamas adam that he made the law of dal l'shomra v'darshu chazal the mitzvah say v'lo sas say that the ibud and the shmira of the Gan Eden was through an asay l'lo sas say. It's a Tikkunei Zohar, that the Tikkunei Zohar says that the way Adam Rishon was going to be over the Gan Eden and be sharm of the Gan Eden was through doing the Lois Aseh and do the Aseh. there is an Arachai Mekadosh that says that the Baruch Hashem told all the Marishim, Mekol Yitzhagan L'chol Tochel, and the from the eights Adas Haberah, which is B'Sach Hagan, that you can't eat. So first, he was given an assay, eat from the papers of the God. He was given a law that says, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. So the first mitzvah was, eat. Right? You know, that's what Jews are into eating, right? But the first mitzvah is eat. Right? The mother says, es mein Kind. Right? You know, the person says, es mein Kind. Right? But the Maisa, the Nusach of the is of the Shomra. He was putting Gan Eden to take care of the Gan Eden. That's the Poshat Aisha the Pasuk. So even though we're saying it means through assays and Lotsa assays, Adam Rishon was created to give outwards. That's the first thing he's commanded to do, love of the Shamra, the Tikkun HaZohar is saying. He was able to, as it were, give to the world by being Ovid and being Shamrit, he was able to give to the world. That's the primary element of what the world is about. Wanted the chetz, so he says. Then after Adam was sent out, according to the Zohar, he was doing this through the ruchnius. The world was taken care of through ruchnius. But the purpose of doing the mitzvah was la'avdil the shamra. So the man is told by his first day of creation that you're here to serve, not for yourself. And even when I tell you to eat, the reason why I'm telling you to eat is because that's a vehicle that you can have the ability to be a giver and you can connect through it. If your partner is the world, another region's world, the partner was the world. In the sense, the physical manifestation of the Rosh Hashanah was what he was supposed to connect to, or the Ruch is like a manifestation of Kodesh Baruch Hu, which he was the one who drank of Ruchnius. Rav Dessler writes a fascinating thing. He says, "So you have two partners in a marriage, are both givers. There's no giver anymore because I don't want to take it, I want to give." So he says, "A makabel is also a nisun." Allowing someone to do me a chesed, and thereby we connect, I'm also a giver. I'm creating a connection by accepting. Adam Rishon's achila was a vehicle that he and the world should interface in a positive way. It wasn't about him eating. There's an assay to eat. What do you mean there's an assay to eat? It won't be the opposite, you wouldn't eat. What Adam Rishon need an assay for? There's an assay to eat on Shabbos. So, and we would eat on Shabbos anyway. The assay to eat better food doesn't say that. It says an assay to eat on Shabbos. Shabbos is the zug. So, you have to allow Shabbos to give. You give the Shabbos through Deber. What does Shabbos give to you? Shabbos gives you Arnik. So, if you don't have... You don't have both sides. And then there's a fascinating Rashi. Rashi says that the process of Chibur is indicated by the level of Oynig. When there's a true Chibur of two things together, there's a certain geschmack about it. So you can eat when it's just about your stomach, then it's takanat Chibur. You can eat because there's a certain excitement of expressing that Shabbos is a special day. We express the specialness of Shabbos by doing something extraordinary, having good food, etc. So the eating is an expression of this, how Shabbos and we feel connected. So that's what Arnei Shabbos is supposed to be. Adam Rishon was able to do that every day of the week, every time he ate an apple, every time he ate a fruit. If you think about it, this is an extraordinary world that Rosh Hashanah created. Every single tree is an expression of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every single thing there is like it's mind-boggling. And when you eat it and it's succulent and it's geschmack, you're feeling a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence. So each time you eat, you're interfacing with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what I'm reaching. The avoid of the Bria and the Shmir of the Bria was the goal was the interface. So he's commanded he has to eat. I think that's the pshat in the Yerushalmi. We'll end with the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that after a person passes away, the Bereshit was going to bring him to din for all of the pleasures of the world which he didn't partake of. So that sounds a little bit strange. So they, I don't remember where I saw it. They quoted from Rav Hirsch, maybe it was in the biography, that Rav Hirsch once, he went to see the Alps. He says, I don't want to come to the world, the world to come. The person is going to ask me, he says, Shamshi, did you go see my beautiful Alps that I made for you? Right? I made those beautiful Alps because I wanted you to enjoy them. I wanted you to feel my presence and feel that geschmack that made this beautiful world for you. So why don't you go see them? So he went to see them. That's what he writes. That's what he said. Right? So, Rav Tauber writes, I heard him on a tape one time, he says, person's on a diet. You're talking about a group of women, they're on a diet. And they come home from wherever they live, and they come home back to their home. The mother makes them a beautiful meal. They tell the mother, I'm on a diet. He says, you're an achser. Your mom is a cool person. Your mother's hanoah is making this food that you should be able to. She feels connect. That's a way to connect to you. And all you care about is you want to be on a diet. He says, your mom is an achser. There's an achila, which is a vehicle of chibur. So here it's a vehicle of chibur, the one who made the food. Right? Because when you eat it, you feel the presence of the one who made it. That's exactly what Amrishan did in the Gan Eden. So he had a mitzvah chila, because that was his vehicle of chibur.